The scientist's response was quite surprising. He said that since all mental states arise from physical states, it is not possible for downward causation to occur. Although out of politeness I did not respond at the time, I thought then and still think that there is as yet no scientific basis for such a categorical claim. The view that all mental processes are necessarily physical processes is a metaphysical assumption, not a scientific fact. I feel that in the spirit of scientific inquiry, it is critical that we allow the question to remain open and not conflate our assumptions with empirical fact. I notice that there's a group of scientists and philosophers who appear to believe that scientific thinking derived from quantum physics could provide an explanation of consciousness. I remember having some conversations with David Bohm about his idea of an implicate order in which both matter and consciousness manifest according to the same principles. Because of this shared nature, he contends, it is not surprising that we find a great similarity of order between thought and matter. Although I never fully understood Bohm's theory of consciousness, his emphasis on a holistic understanding of reality, including both mind and matter, suggests an avenue by which to look for a comprehensive understanding of the world. In 2002, I met with a group of scientists at the University of Canberra in Australia on the subject of the unconscious mind. The astrophysicist Paul Davies argued that he could envision how one might formulate a quantum theory of consciousness. I must admit that every time a quantum explanation of consciousness is given, I become utterly lost. It is conceivable that quantum physics, with its logic-defying notions of non-locality, the superposition of wave and particle properties, and Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, could offer deeper insights in specific areas of cognitive activity. Still, I can't quite see how a quantum theory of consciousness will fare better than a cognitive or a neurobiological explanation based on the classical understanding of physical processes in the brain. The only difference between the two explanations is the subtlety of the physical bases being correlated to the experience of consciousness. At least in my view, so long as the subjective experience of consciousness cannot be fully accounted for, the explanatory gap between the physical processes that occur in the brain and the processes of consciousness will remain as wide as ever.